Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
This is Lauren Dabb, show director for AwesomeCon.
Yes, and AwesomeCon is returning to the Washington Convention Center in D.C. It's running June 16th through the 18th. Thanks so much for joining us. Now, I know we preview AwesomeCon every year, but this year is extra special because we're celebrating a certain big anniversary. Tell us what year we're in and, you know, sort of how exciting and how much it's grown, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, we are going into our 10th anniversary of AwesomeCon, and we are so excited to celebrate those 10 years and everything that we've gone through together in the last 10 years, how much we've grown in the last 10 years. And it's going to be a really special event this year.
And has it always been at the convention center all 10 years?
It has. It started its first year in the East Salon of the convention center. So we've started there and just kind of grown to take over the whole place.
Now, how many people, I mean, it's okay if you don't have the exact numbers on your fingertips, but ballpark, like how many people typically come at least, you know, last year?
So last year we saw close to 55,000.
Wow. And is expecting about the same this year?
We're expecting more this year. We'll probably be closer to 65,000.
Awesome. And is that part of, you know, speak at least in terms of, you know, maybe, or is that part of the increase? Is it part of, you know, slowly coming out of the whole COVID? I'm sure numbers down were down slightly because of that, but now we're like back in full force, right?
Exactly. You got it. We're getting closer to probably our biggest year, which was in 2017 to 2019. So I'd say we're back in the range that we normally saw before the pandemic.
Okay, great. And then also, you know, one more thing before we get to the lineup of guests and celebrities and stuff. I always want to, you know, it's a great lineup. But before that, did I just see something come across the wires of D.C. Mayor Bowser is declaring like an AwesomeCon day one day this week?
Yes. Yeah, there'll be a proclamation at AwesomeCon this year on Friday, declaring it AwesomeCon day on June 16th.
So Mayor Bowser will actually be there to do that?
You know, I believe so. Yes.
But if either way, it is an official day throughout the city. That's so cool.
Yes.
That's great.
Is done and set.
That's awesome. All right. Well, without further ado, let's get into some of the big, awesome, famous guests that are coming in. I'll try to break it up for you one at a time. So tell me who's there. For any fans of The Lord of the Rings, you know, that the new Rings of Power sort of prequel series just came out. So it's like all the rage again. But we have some huge stars from the original film trilogy, right?
We do. And this is a really cool grouping because I don't think they've ever been together before. And we have Elijah Wood, Andy Serkis, and Sean Astin together.
Wow. So we'll have Frodo, Samwise Gamgee, and Gollum / Sméagol all together in the same place.
Yep.
And so this has never happened? Are we sure about that? I mean, I don't know of it.
The three of them together has not happened.
At least
in the United States.
Since the movies, probably. Wow.
At a con, yeah. I'm sure they've been together at other places, but specifically at a Comic-Con.
And I assume like fans can come up and get autographs, photos, that kind of thing?
Yeah. Every guest we have there, they can get an autograph from the guest. A lot of them do selfies, and then you can do an official photo op with all the guests as well.
All right. That is super cool. And also just in time to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the return of the king, at least, was 2003. So yeah, 20 years. Hard to believe.
Crazy. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, they're celebrating 20 and you guys are celebrating 10. So it's all, you know, kismet. All right, well then that's for Lord of the Rings. How about fans of Star Wars? Who do we have maybe that might be representing the George Lucas imagination there?
Yeah, we've got actually some really great Star Wars guests. We've got Billy Dee Williams, we've got Mike Quinn and David Barclay, and then from the Clone Wars we've got Ashley Eckstein, Matt Lanter, and James Arnold Taylor. So kind of two different Star Wars worlds there, but a really cool lineup.
Definitely. And of course, Billy Dee Williams played Lando Calrissian, iconic. Do you remind our listeners who the other two played? Who did Mike Quinn and Dave Barclay play? Do you even know?
Yeah, Dave Barclay, he is the puppeteer for Yoda and Jabba the Hutt. And okay. He is actually, I believe, doing, he's going to be doing photo ops with the Yoda puppet.
Why did I think that was Frank Oz that did Yoda? Or maybe he did it later on.
Maybe, yeah, there may have been multiple, but he will have photo ops with him. So that's pretty cool.
And Dave Barclay was who?
That was Dave Barclay.
Okay. And who's Mike Quinn?
He's also a puppeteer. He was a puppeteer for, I don't even know how to say this, but Ree Yees and Cy Snoodles.
Okay, so like behind the scenes puppeteers of some of your favorite characters and supporting characters. All right.
He was some other characters too, not just a puppeteer. But so he's like a supporting Star Wars actor.
Cool. And so I know a lot of fans that come to this, they're either Star Wars or the other big one is Star Trek. So for all the Trekkies, who's a big name that they could maybe pose with?
Yeah, so for Star Trek, we've got LeVar Burton this year.
Awesome. Another generation. Well, people will know him from Roots, but then Star Trek Next Generation. And then, of course, Reading Rainbow as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's got some cool credits.
All right. How about Doctor Who fans? Anything? I think there's several different guests of that.
Yes. Yes. We have quite the Doctor Who lineup. So we have Jodie Whittaker and Mandip Gill. We also have Chris Eccleston and Billy Piper. And we have Karen Gillan. So quite a lot of guests for Doctor Who fans. And then, of course, Karen has the crossover into Guardians of the Galaxy. So super excited about that lineup.
Awesome. And yeah, you mentioned the crossover. She's also in Guardians of the Galaxy. Anything else from the superhero realm? Any other Marvel characters that you can think of off the top of your head?
Well, we've not necessarily Marvel, but we've got Amy Jo Johnson, she's a classic. Danny Trejo. We've got but 12 voice actors from My Hero Academia, Phil Lamar. We've got, our guest list is really cool this year.
Okay, great. And the whole list is online if folks want to check that out at awesome-con.com. Before we run, for our listeners, invite them out in terms of, to not only come see this thing, but invite them to dress up too. Like the whole cosplay thing is really part of the fun of this.
Oh yeah. Cosplay is great. It is such a fun celebration every year at AwesomeCon, seeing all the amazing cosplay that everybody puts together. And we can't wait to see everybody this year. So get your tickets at awesomecon.com and we'll see you next weekend.
Absolutely. And just a final bit of actionable information. When they come in the convention center, remind them where they go. They go up the escalators, I guess.
Yes. So we will have lots of directionals, lots of signage. It depends on the time of day, but we'll have everybody queuing in Hall E, which is where registration is. So if you need to pick up your badge, you can do that while you're queuing. And then once the show floor opens, you will be directed down through the concourse. So we've got lots of people that will tell you which way to go, depending on when you arrive at the convention center.
Cool. And can you buy like a full 3-day festival pass for the whole thing? Or do you pay per individual, guest that you want to meet? Or I guess you have the option of which one you want to do.
Yeah. Yeah. So everybody needs a badge to get in, and we have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and 3-day badges. And then if there's a certain guest you want to meet, you can get in line to get an autograph with them or a photo op, or you can go visit them at a panel. And the photo ops and autographs you have to buy online or at their table, but all the panels are free. So you could see them that way too.
Awesome. Well, everybody, put on your best outfit and come on down. If you're one of us mere mortals and you happen to be riding the Metro and see a bunch of people dressed up, you'll know what it is. It's awesome con time. It's every year this time of year. I guess final seconds before I pretend I'm not here and you're talking directly to the listeners. Say, hey, DC, come on out. It's Awesome Con. Come on down to the convention center. You're going to have fun.
Hey, DC, it's Awesome Con here. And we're excited to have you to celebrate our 10th anniversary at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center, June 16th through the 18th. Make sure you get your tickets online at awesomecon.com. And we can't wait to have a blast next weekend.
And make sure you dress up.
And make sure you wear your favorite cosplay.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
All right. Bye.